Blog Talk Radio.
Can you shout it out one more time? I'm expecting great things.
Great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things.
Welcome to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Intercessors, where we are blessed to be in blessing. Kingdom Builders Developmental Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. You can reach us at 313-583-9739. Teresa Dox is going to deliver the word. Thank you for tuning in and be ready.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am expecting great things. Glory to God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you pull down every stronghold that's coming against you expecting great things. Amen. Come on, somebody. Just tell the devil, I am expecting great things. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. And I want to thank Edward for introducing the broadcast. And I want to thank all of our participants, all our call-in listeners, everyone that have fell in love with Jesus. Amen. In order to move forward, I ask you this question. Have you fallen in love with Jesus? I hear you, but I don't see you. Have you fallen in love with Jesus? Or have you fallen in love with things? Have you fallen in love with people? Have you fallen in love with expectation? So I ask you again, are you in love with Jesus? I want you to ask yourself, while I surrender this prayer, you ask yourself, am I truly in love with Jesus? Amen. Glory to God. Well, Father, we come to you right now, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would open up the port of heaven, and you would allow this prayer to enter into your presence in the throne room. God, we lay before the altar all of our concerns, everything that come against your will for our life, in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to open up the ear gates, open up the eye gates, open up the mouth gates of your people so that we not only hear your word, that we would speak your word and we would do your word, Lord God. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to come right now. Let your spirit rest upon us. Let your spirit supernaturally take control. Lead, guide, and direct us. Father, forgive us everything that's not like you. Show us how to walk in your will. Show us how to keep your will. Show us how to use the weapons of warfare that you've given us, Lord God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you as I go before your people that you would hide me behind the cross and you would manifest and you would supernaturally take over your people, ear gates, and then you would penetrate the heart so that we will be made better having heard the word of God. In the mighty, matchless, wonderful, marvelous name of Jesus, I pray. And let the body of Christ say amen. If you agree with this prayer, open up your mouth and say amen. Amen, 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 amen. I know you're ready for the word, but I want to play a song for you because I want to minister to your spirit. So as I play this song, and as you get ready for the word, I want to get you into a place where you can not only hear, but you can receive, and that your life is changed because you have fell in love with Jesus. Amen. Come on, somebody. Forget about the week that has passed. Forget about the things that have held you hostage. Forget about all of that. And come on and go with me to my Father's house. Let's give God some praises. Thank you. you could ever do. In his arms, you're protected. Minister to your spirit. Give him a chance to turn things around for you. Give him a chance so you can walk into your newness. Give him a chance. You can't do it. We can't do it. But yes, he can. Fall in love with Jesus. That's the best thing that I've ever done. So I want to encourage you today to just fall in love with Jesus. Choose him. See, God made it so man will let you down. But he never will. God made it so woman will let you down. But he never will. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, somebody. Get your Bibles, get your Bibles, get your Kindle, get your phone. Pull up the word of God as we get ready to go forth in the word. Amen. Get the word ready because I'm telling you, as you search the scriptures, you will be healed. There's healing in the word of God. How many believe that? I know you heard about it, but there's healing in the word of God. Amen. I want you to go to www.prayingforyou.com. Hallelujah. If you would be so kind to get your Bibles out, and if you would turn to Philippians, and I'm going to ask Elder if he would get ready to read the scripture for us. Amen. If you would turn to Philippians. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Glory to God. I'm going to ask Elder if you'll get ready to read. I hope you have your Bibles. Let's get ready to go.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Fall in love with Jesus. That should be our first love. Everything else is secondary. Amen. Come to you. Philippians 3, 7 to 15. And the Bible states, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Once again, Philippians 3:7-15. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Amen. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, men who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Amen. Amen. That's Philippians 3:7-15.
And the word of God. Hallelujah. When you have a song in your spirit and you can go in to the holies of holies, when you can fall in love with Jesus, just being there, when you feel like you can just stay there all day and all night, you're in love with Jesus. You know how when you fall in love with someone, you can't eat. You just want to be with that person. I am encouraging you today to fall in love with Jesus. I'm encouraging you today to get your Bibles and be ready. Let's go in and study the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Elder read Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 15. You know, faith is God's given weapon of warfare. You know, so the Bible say, buy the truth and sell it not. See, the truth, you know, you meditate in it and you practice and you walk in it and it change you. And we go from glory to glory. See, when you walk in the truth, you begin to change. You begin to get better. You know, my great niece said, I'm getting bigger, stronger, getting better. And that's how this walk with Christ should be. But we have to have faith. So the Bible talks about weapons of our warfare. God is our companion. So we can't have faith, this biblical faith, without trusting in God. I want you to get it. We have faith, but what is our faith in? What is our faith in? Is our faith in our ability? Is our faith in things? Is our faith in people? Is our faith in situations? What is your faith in? I'm talking about faith in God. It's a given weapon of warfare. What are you planning by faith in God? Come on, I need you to talk to me, somebody. Let me kind of reiterate Philippians 3, 7 through 15. And the Bible says, but whatsoever was gained to me, I consider lost for the sake of Christ. Whatever is gained to me is a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything is lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I give it all up. Here, you have it. You win for Christ's sake. I consider them garbage. And Elder was reading the NIV, that I may gain Christ. So the Bible says, and be found in him. Are you found in him? Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. See, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Want to know Christ? Well, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation of his suffering, becoming like him in his death. See, sometimes we go through things and we don't know why we're going through it. But God is trying to get you through it so you can get to some things, maybe get to him, maybe get to know him, maybe get to understand him, maybe get to use wisdom in your situation. And the Bible says, verse 11, and so somehow obtaining in the resurrection from the dead. Come on and talk to me, somebody. 12 says, now that I've already obtained all of that and have already arrived at my goal. Listen. Listen to this. But, see, that's not enough. But I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ has hold of me. So it's beyond my will. It's beyond my way. It's beyond what I want. It's all about what Christ wants. So I can become what he, so I can do what he sent me to do. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, and this is the most important part, forgetting what is behind and stretching forward for what's ahead. Press on forward to win the to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. Paul is talking to somebody. See, all of us, when we are mature, shall take such a view of things. And at some point you think differently, that too will be made clear in Christ. Good Lord, sometimes we're chasing a waterfall. You know, sometimes God will allow you to go in a circle. Sometimes he will allow you to gain, and sometimes he'll allow you to lose. But it's all going to work together for your good, for them that love the Lord and the called according to his purpose for your life. Amen. But what things have you gained? The Bible said, count it as lost. You thought you had something. We don't have anything until we have Christ, until we fall in love with him. And only when we fall in love with him, we can activate our faith in him. Amen. What kind of faith are we operating in? See, faith is a weapon. And in order to connect the dots, I want you to turn to Psalms 124. Amen. Psalms 124. Glory to God. If it had not been the Lord on my side, when man rose up against you, when they lied on you, when they talked about you, when they sabotaged you, when they tried to trip you and view and trace you and emulate you, the Bible says they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled up against you, when they plotted, they planned. If you're going to battle and you want to choose a weapon, I want to ask you, what would it be? What weapon would you choose to go to battle with? Would you get your gun out? Come on. Would you get a knife? I mean, I hear somebody saying, I grab a pitchfork. What would you get? Let me read this Psalms 124, and I'm going to read verses 2 and 3, even though I said it, but I'm going to go forth with, if it had not been who was on my side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, when men rose up against me, when they had swallowed us up quick, with their wrath was kindled against us. Then the water would overwhelm us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud water has gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has given us as a prey to their teeth. Listen, did the Lord give us up for prey to their teeth? Did the Lord allow this evil to come upon us? The Bible says, and the proud water had gone over our soul. Blessed be the name, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. You're free. I prophetically speak that over your life right now. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every single tongue that have risen up against you, let's condemn it right now by faith. Amen. Let's activate that faith in Christ. So if you was to use a weapon and you were going to battle, what weapon would it be? If you were going on a journey and you could choose a companion, who would it be? Would you grab your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, your son, your daughter, your mama, your daddy, your auntie, TT, your uncle? Who would it be? Answers to these questions, they're probably very similar. When thinking about choosing a weapon and choosing a companion, when we go into warfare, when we go into battle, when we're going against something that's coming up against our finance, our family, our loved ones, our destiny, that's a battle. So when you're going up against a battle, who you going to call on? See, we think, or should I say, we might think of a military battle. And we might consider, you know, guns. We might say a tank. Some of us might think, I'll put a bomb. I'll set a bomb and, you know, I'll blind them. But when thinking about a journey and who you would take with you, you know, we most likely think of our, you know, our family, our best friend. But these questions, however, I'm not referring to a military tangible battle, or should I say a cross-country journey. I'm referring to our lives, both the daily battle. See, every day it's a battle, as well as a journey through life. And these are the days of our life. So let's consider what weapon we're going to carry each day and which companion is going to accomplish us along the way. See, when we really think about the battle that we fight each day, see, most of us go into battle alone. We go out, we wake up, we go about our day. We haven't talked to our daddy, our father. We haven't prayed. We haven't heard the voice of the Lord. If you can't hear God, I want to encourage you to go on a fast so that your ear gate is activated. And you'll know his voice, and a stranger you will not follow. So some of us go to classrooms, and we teach. You know, a teacher stand in his or her classroom in front of her students, some of them all alone. An attorney going to the courtroom alone. You know, even a doctor, he'll make a diagnosis all alone. Sometimes, can you even believe that pastors and preachers and teachers and priests, they'll stand in front of the altar all alone? How about you? And so on and so on and so what? So what? Do we arm ourselves with God? What do we arm ourselves with? I want you to think about it. Do we arm ourselves with, I can do this, with our wits, with our smarts, with our know-it-all self? Know-it-all. Can't teach you nothing. Okay, I'll just say, can't teach me nothing. How about that? Our ego, you know, pride. Some of us think we've already walking in perfection. Or do we arm ourselves with our faith? So despite the fact that I'm married, I have children, and I have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of acquaintance, spend a lot of time alone, especially when I'm working. Even when I'm in meetings with someone, you know, offering counsel, or even counsel or coaching. Tangibly, I'm still alone. And I'm not partnering with anyone to make a diagnosis of a problem or even to give someone a solution. Why? This is why. It's so important that we carry faith as a weapon into battle every day. Even though I'm alone tangibly, but spiritually, I'm never alone. I take God everywhere I go. If he can't go, guess what? I can't go. Why is it so important? I want to talk to your spirit today. Each of us, we fight a battle every day, and that battle might be with a sibling, a boss, a coworker, a spouse, a child, a friend, an ex-friend, whoever it may be. But however, most battles are actually fought in our head. And as we battle doubt, as we battle temptation, and I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're not preoccupied. You know, I pray that you're listening. I pray that you're listening with your heart, because this was straight from heaven. Faith is what brings us patience. You didn't know that. But sometimes we battle with doubt and temptation, uncertainty. We don't know what to do. We don't know when to do it. We don't know why to do it. Why? Because we're dealing with this thing alone. But when we take Christ with us, he speaks. He leads. Holy Spirit guides. Holy Spirit directs so we can win the battle. We even battle with our purpose. We battle with our hope. Come on, I ask you, what better weapon to use than faith? I want you to think about your journey. Who's been with you every step of the way? You know, for those of us who still have our parents, we might say, well, my parents. And for those of us who married, we might say our spouse. But one thing is that we didn't know our spouse when we were a child. Came along later. So we can't say they've been with us all of the way. And even if you're a parent, and even if you're married for so long you can't remember. But God said, I foreknew you in your mother's womb. So we were with him before we knew mom and them, before we knew our parents. Amen? There's no comparison to this relationship that we have with Christ. What is life without Christ? It's the hardship. It's the pain that we unnecessarily deal with because we can't hear him. And when we do hear them, we're not teachable, so we don't listen. But I encourage you today, fall in love with Jesus. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Amen. And for those of us who don't have our parents or you're not married, I want you to rest assured that even if your parents or your spouse or outlive you or you outlive them, if you're in love with Jesus, you'll see them again. You will see them again. Amen. So let's take it from here. If you are with your parents or you're with your spouse, or maybe you're not and maybe you are, but either way it is, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always. Who would not want a better friend? Who would not want a better father? He said, I change not. But what he wants us to do is have faith in him. Amen? Only the Lord can walk with us at all times. And not only at all times, guess what? In all places. And I know for sure that the Lord will outlive my time on earth. May I outlive my husband. May I outlive my children, my family. But either way it goes, the Lord is going to outlive me and them. And this is why we should choose to walk our journey in life with a reliable companion. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, will you just trust me? I'm getting there. We're going to talk about faith. Because in this journey, and when you read your Bibles, hallelujah, and I hope you have one, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you open it up daily. Open up your Bible daily. Get some of that word. You think you need counsel. You think you need coaching. We need Jesus because he's the final coach. Amen. He's the coach of coaches. He's our everything. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says, therefore I tell you, not whatever the intercessors asked, but whatever, not whatever your mama asked, not whatever your daddy, not whatever your friend, not whatever your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. But he said, whatever you ask for in prayer. Take a golden nugget. He said, believe. That's associated with faith. That you have received it. He said, and it will be yours. Come on, come on. Believe it. He said, and it's yours. Okay, go ahead and write it down. Mark 11:24. You can read it later. Give you some scriptures to read during the week. Write down 7 scriptures, 7 days. Open up the Bible and read them. Amen. And guess what else? He says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, on the inside, so that Christ may dwell in your heart. Listen, through faith. You got to believe. And I pray that you be rooted and established in love. Boy, I'm telling you, this is some good eating. It's good. If you have appetite and you eat the word and you get filled with the word and then you can go and feed the flesh. Nobody is greater. So your second scripture for Tuesday is Ephesians 3:16-17. Glory to God. We're still talking about faith. As a weapon, faith as a weapon of warfare. See, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. See, now faith is the evidence of what we want, but we do not see it. Now faith. Come on, I want you to activate that now faith. Start believing God for some things. Start asking God for some things. Start receiving it before it's yours. And it's going to be yours. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 11:1. See, the Bible says, for we live by faith and not by sight. There's nothing that God will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. I'm trying to give you the recipe. I'm trying to give you the solution. I am trying to give you the antidote. I'm trying to be a solve. I'm trying to solve some issues. Amen? See, no longer a people pleaser. Amen? But a solution to the problem. So that would be a problem solver for Christ. How about it? Go ahead and write down 2 Corinthians 5:7. Amen. Amen. We're still talking about faith. I want to pour into your vessel, and I want to fill you up with faith so that you can move forward and you can accomplish anything. Because God said, whatsoever you ask. So, of course, we're going to ask the things that is the will of God. We wouldn't ask for something that we know that God wouldn't want us to ask for. We're only going to ask for things that we know that it's okay to ask for. In other words, I'm not going to ask for someone else's husband. I'm not going to ask for someone else's wife. I'm not going to ask for someone else's car. Let's keep it moving. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. And the Bible says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. You want to please him? Well, you got to have faith. You have to have faith if you want to please him. It's by faith that we please God. Listen, in Romans 10 and 10, the Bible says, be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. Don't be wishy-washy. Make your mind up. Get it together or leave it alone. Be courageous. Be strong. Stop having a pity party with yourself. Things that happened to you in the past, get over it. I know it's not easy, but it's a goal, and it's something to strive for. Stop talking about what he did and what she did and what they said. Cut it out. Get over it. Be clothed in God's peace. Stand guard. Stand firm in faith. Know that God will put nothing on you that you can't bear. And 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 talks about, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. See, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteousness will live by faith. You want some things to happen? Activate your faith. And faith without works is dead. So I can believe God for everything I want to believe him for. But faith without works is dead. Work your faith and live. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You can go to Galatians and find it. Galatians 3, chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. It's by faith that we're going to move some mountain. It's by faith that we're going to be healed. It's by faith that we're going to walk into God's best. It's by faith. Listen what the Bible says. If I had the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that could move mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. See, our faith works by love. Oh, this is getting good to me. We got to love. We got to have love. Faith works by love. Did you know it? Did you know that your faith is not going to work if you don't have love? Faith works by love. You didn't know that. You didn't know that you have to forgive. I'm not saying you got to be bothered, but faith works by love. And I'm going to tell you, faith works by patience also. Let me give you the scripture. Galatians 5 and 6. Love is the driving force. So if you got to love, guess what? You got to forgive. Let me give you the deep revelation of God's love for us is the most important thing that we can receive. So our faith, it hinges on it. See, we struggle to believe God's promises. We struggle to believe that lack of love can affect your faith. See, we walk in unbelief when things happen to us. But the root of unbelief is lack of love. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Love is the driving force behind our faith. And how could you love if you don't forgive? Love is kind. Love is teachable. Oh, man, let me stay here. Let me stay where I'm at. I just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you get into the Word, your life changes. Your life becomes more gentle. You care about people. And I'm still saying you don't have to be bothered, but you can pray and watch your life be made better. Amen. Listen, in Romans 14 and 1, the Bible says, but you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Get away from everything else and look for righteousness. Chase after it. Chase after godliness. Chase after faith. Chase after love. Chase after endurance. Chase after gentleness. I'm telling you, if you don't have love, you don't have nothing. And your faith, because your faith can't work without it. Faith can't work without patience. Did you know that? I'm talking to somebody. Is your faith going to work with patience? Did you know that your faith also works with patience? I want to laugh because when you put the scripture on any situation, you have the answer. Turn to James. It's in several scriptures. I think it's James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Also in Romans 5 and 4. But let me read James chapter 1, 3 and 4. The Bible says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We're trying to grow. We're trying to get bigger and better so that we can be used for the master, so that we can be soldiers, fortified in the battlefield. We can't be wimps and we can't be weak. We have to be meek, but we can be strong. Amen? Because if you got to die for Christ, there's no better way. And then I want to encourage everyone on the line to die to the things of God. Give it up. Give it up. Don't quit. Give it up. And live for Christ. Because our God-given weapon to win, the weapons of our warfare, one of them is faith. Because you have to believe by faith that you have a armor on. You have to believe by faith that you can put on the whole armor of God. You have to have faith to tap into the things of God. You have to have faith to know that there's two realms. There's more than two, but the two that we're talking about, this earthly realm and the spiritual realm. Let's try doing it again. Let's start over afresh. Get your communion. We do communion every Sunday. And I pray that you're prepared. Because he said, as much as you do it in remembrance of me. Amen. So this is an intimate time that we set apart and we say, I believe. I believe in the word of God. I believe that I'm being made better. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross. I believe that he rose again. I believe in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I believe that this is the cup of blessing. I believe. I believe. Say, I believe. I believe. It's a weapon. What are you believing? What is communion and why do we do it? See, Jesus started this tradition. Have you ever wondered why Christians eat a small piece of bread and drink and sip of wine or grapefruit or grape juice? You're not alone. I wondered why until I realized that no weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I can't condemn it. Why? Because God condemned it. So communion, you have to put that stinky flesh under subjection. You're hungry, but be hungry for the word. Amen. And when we, thousands of years ago, the church has continued to suck with the Lord. It's the Lord's Supper. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26, Jesus instructed us as followers to drink of his blood and eat the bread, his body. We're not literally drinking the blood of Jesus, but guess what we're doing? We're embracing his suffering. You can't reign with him if you can't suffer with him. Amen. Jesus called himself the bread of life. What does that mean? That he give us nourishment. So we want to lift up the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. He sacrificed for us so that we won't be left empty. He wants to fill our cup so that we may be filled with him, so that we can have faith, so we can operate and we can believe. There's no reason why we would not set ourselves apart for the master's use. So if you want to ask God to forgive you, you want to forgive those that have sinned against you, you want to let your faith work by your love, join me. Lift up the body and the blood of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless what we have prepared. Bless it from natural use to spiritual use. Cause our flesh to be under subjection of your authority. God, we welcome you in, and we ask you to change our lives so that we may be useful for your use. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Lift it up high, people of God, for we're gathered here around the table. We have the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By faith, I want you to believe it. By faith, I want you to connect yourself. It's not a ritual or a method. It's about listening to Jesus and doing what he says. Amen. It's a celebration. For he was broken that we might be made whole. Let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let this one feed your spirit. I bind up the hand of the enemy and I send it to the pits of hell. Let us drink the body, the Lord's blood, by faith. Hallelujah. Because he said, as much as you do it in remembrance of him. Celebrate. Celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate faith. Let's celebrate his will. Let's celebrate his purpose. Let's embrace what God has called us to do. Connect yourself with a body of believers that can celebrate you and not tolerate you. Come against everything that's not like God. Crush him. Crush his ugly face. and send him back where he came from. By faith, you are winning. You're winning, you're winning, you're winning. I want you to get the revelation. Don't let no good thing be withheld from you. Walk uprightly. Cause the day to be made better, having heard the word of God. Glory, glory, glory. Because guess what? He know your name. He know you. He's everywhere. You can't get away. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ raised Jesus from the dead. Just say, yes, I confess and I believe. Amen, amen, amen. He's able. He's able to make every crooked way straight. And if you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. One of our ministerial team will be happy to welcome you into the body of Christ. But if you accepted him right now, the angels are rejoicing. If you confessed right now, you're already part of the body of Christ. Let us love on you a little bit. Let us teach you. Amen. This is Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dots. I'm excited and delighted to be part of God's kingdom. If it had not been for him, I don't know where I would be. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to release you, but we want to encourage you to fall in love with Jesus. Best thing that you could ever do. Amen, amen. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to let this song be in your spirit all week. Amen. Until we meet again, I'll be here Wednesday, same time, same place. Wednesday with the Word, hallelujah. Live at 5, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, or you can call in, area code 646-668-2780. God bless everyone. Have a supernatural rest of your week. Listen to You Know My Name.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
my heart, Lord. Thank you.